This episode of the Puru Muay Thai podcast is brought to you by PMTLifestyle.com, authentic Muay Thai lifestyle by Puru. Definitely go check out the website at PMTLifestyle.com for some awesome lifestyle merchandise. That's for those of you out there either involved in Muay Thai, looking at getting involved in Muay Thai, embrace a healthier lifestyle to live the life of a Nak Muay. Go check it out.
Swadi Kap, welcome to this episode of the Puru Muay Thai podcast. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. I know it's been a little bit, so I want to just start off first by everybody that reached out and was asking me what was going on, make sure I was okay. I appreciate every single last one of you. So kind of just to tell you what's been going on. We got a new office. We have a dedicated podcast studio. We've been working very diligently on it. It's going to be like a kind of temporary solution for now, but for at least the next 6 months or so. But my goal here is to have more people in person for Puru Muay Thai. So one of those things that we did is we opened up the office in a major metropolitan area, opening up in Scottsdale, Arizona, for our podcast studio. So the reason why we chose Scottsdale, Arizona is a couple of reasons. One is there's a lot of Muay Thai activity that's out here in the Phoenix Valley. All right, so that's number one. Number two, there's two national tournaments, and there's a lot of people that come into town for the Muay Thai industry for those tournaments. So it's very easy for us to bring in more people from the Muay Thai community because we are here. So this is an open call for anybody, coaches, fighters, promoters, anybody that is in the Phoenix Valley or will be in the Phoenix Valley that wants to come up to Scottsdale and come meet with us in person. You can always apply via our podcast website, which is podcast.puumuaytai.com. I'll put the link down in the show notes and down in the description if you're watching on YouTube. I also want to give a shout out to everybody over on our TikTok at Puru Muay Thai and the Muay Thai Community Discord server. As always, I am streaming live as well on TikTok when we do these recordings. But my goal with the podcast, if you've seen, we've kind of changed the formats a little bit. I'm still doing a lot of the similar content, but I have more structure to it. This is something I want you to know because for me, I'm really doubling down on our podcast and our media for Puru Muay Thai. Remember, it's not just about what's inside of the Puru Muay Thai Academy. We have coaches from different academies. We've had promoters, fighters that are over in Thailand, media people like my friend Matt Lucas. You've had Stan Fairtex on. We've had Janet Todd. All these amazing voices and personalities and coaches in the Muay Thai community as a whole around the world. So for us, we want to continue to be able to bring that content to you. Part of that is we have to make sure that we make it worth your while to watch and tune in and make it worth our while to be able to continue to keep doing it. That way we're not broke as a joke on the street, right? So along with moving to Scottsdale, this helps us basically get all of our eggs out of one basket in California with Puru Muay Thai. So now we have our Puru Muay Thai media that is based in Scottsdale, Arizona. So I'm very excited about this. It's something I've been working on for a long time, probably since about 2017. So I've been working on this goal for a long time. It's something I've always wanted to do. But just kind of putting that out there for everybody. We're not opening up a training academy in Arizona, strictly for our media and digital marketing and content creation that we have for everybody out here. Again, there is so much activity out here. It's very hard based from Ventura and Santa Barbara. We have to always bring people in or do it via Zoom. And like I said, I want to have people in person. All right. So this is kind of like the setup. Just got my coffee mug over here. So drink all the coffee, right? Just take a little sip. Shout out to Press Coffee in Arizona as well. You got some dope coffee in there right down the street from the podcast studio. So today, we actually just stepped outside. They had a total eclipse. It's a partial eclipse here in Arizona. But it kind of marks a really good time to drop this announcement as well. And I want to continue on bringing more episodes, at least on a weekly basis, for everybody that's out there. And that's something that we have been doing since 2019. The podcast is over 4 years old now. Pu'u Muay Thai turns 10 years old next month in May. So I'm very excited about everything that's going on with that. But I also want to just bring this up for everybody and just have a frank conversation about it, because for me, I'm really grateful for every person that has ever supported Pu'u Muay Thai. I still spend time in California. You know, I'm driving there next week. I've been trying to spend like 50-50 time between both with everything, all these changes that we've been having go on. You know, lots of travel, been working a lot with officiating and everything too. And it's there's just been a lot of activity. We had the first ever Muay Thai ring officials meetup that was in Santa Barbara, California at Pu'u Muay Thai Santa Barbara. Shout out to Coach Ryan for letting us host that. So I had a group of Muay Thai ring officials that came out there to talk about rules and regulations from all the different organizations and sanctioning bodies out there and how we can help in California. Because if you didn't know this, California actually does not have a written rule set for Muay Thai. They do not have it. A lot of other states do. Most states do that have professional Muay Thai, but California does not. So we wanted to go through and talk about these different scenarios. That way we'd be able to continue to improve the sport in my home state, right? And a lot of the other officials' home state. We had some officials that came in from out of state as well to see how they could support too. So it's been really great. I see that there is somebody on TikTok that is from Ethiopia, Muay Thai Club Ethiopia. Man, that is amazing. I didn't think about Muay Thai in Ethiopia, but I think that is a really dope thing. Thank you so much for the love and the support. But kind of just going into that too, with all the activity and work we've been putting into this, you know, shout out to Crew Ed. We have a big team coming up to U.S. Muay Thai Open National Tournament in Scottsdale, Arizona in May. We also have, which is the spring tournament is amazing. If you're out there and you're looking at like what the best investment is for your training, fight nights are not it. Okay. The best, I've talked about this ad nauseum here on the Pu'u Muay Thai podcast. The best investment is these tournaments for amateurs. Outside of going to Thailand, this is one of the best things you can do. You can get like 4 or 5 fights in a weekend. So like if you think about like a fight night, the cost on that is at least $1,600. That's with training, diet, time off work, all travel, medicals, right? $1,600. And that is not guaranteed to happen. People pull out. You've probably seen it so many times that fights get canceled, especially at an amateur level. With tournaments, they are guaranteed to happen. You'll know the week of if you are going to have a fight. You have to also keep in mind stuff like COVID, right? So that prevents stuff from happening. But for the most part, it's going to be the most bang for your buck. And it's going to allow you to be able to get more experience. Because if you take that $1,600, add about $1,000 on there, say $2,600, you divide that by 4, right? It was about $600 per match that you're getting, as opposed to $1,600 for one that might not happen. So just something I want to always reiterate for you. And then when you come out here, hit me up. I would love to see you. You know, for me, if I'm working as a ring official, obviously I'm not going to be able to like chat and do all that stuff and do my job. But outside of the tournament and stuff like that too, always happy to talk, connect. If you want to come into the studio afterwards and chat and talk about your Muay Thai Academy, about your competition career, about your business, I'm happy to have you on here. But that's kind of what I've been up to, working really hard to make this happen. If you didn't know too, I also have a background in digital marketing. So I've been doing that since 2012. I guess if you're hearing this, it probably makes sense based upon everything we've been doing for Pu'u Muay Thai. But if you are a business or you're a business owner and you're looking at digital marketing, paid advertising, online, or you're looking to, you know, not sure if something's a scam or not, you can reach out to our agency. It's at Real Quick Design. It's at Real Quick Consulting on Instagram. It's realquickdesign.com. You can go check that out. It's something that we have a team that's been doing that. They actually manage a lot of the Pu'u Muay Thai stuff as well. And they're all systems and processes we've been using. And we actually use our digital marketing agency for our licensees. So we have our Pu'u Muay Thai curriculum and our systems that we have implemented. Shout out to our friends out in Parker, Colorado, Teep City Martial Arts, Coach Eric Adams. He's one of our first licensees. He's been doing great, growing, and it's something that we help them really get off the ground to be able to grow, because that's what our goal is to grow Muay Thai, right? So along with growing Muay Thai, I was just talking with my friend Tim from Sack Life. So that's another project we have coming in. So Sack Life is about a man on a mission. And not just a man, it's a we thing, right? It's all about community and about beating depression and the stigma of mental health, all right? Because a lot of people don't talk about it. They might not even realize they have mental health issues. So Tim is traveling around the country, and we've had the podcast on here before, and we just did another podcast. I just met up with him this past weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. We did some training and bring some awareness in front of the Las Vegas sign there in Nevada. He's traveling around in his Sack Life Beat Depression van. He has a heavy bag set up that goes out of it, speed bag, and he's giving out free martial arts lessons. He's been doing this for a few years now. And now he has a heavy bag that he partnered with Century Martial Arts. I'm very grateful and very honored to say that Pu'u Muay Thai Ventura is going to be the first place that has a mental health bag, all right, heavy bag. He doesn't have a name for it yet. Me and him were talking about, I'm like, dude, you got to get a name for this thing. I'm looking forward to seeing that unfold. But it's getting made right now, and it's going to be at Pu'u Muay Thai in Ventura. It has instructions about how to use this training, and he actually mentioned, it's funny, we were talking about this, it's a form of EMDR training that uses this heavy bag, and there's instructions on how to use it for mental health purposes. So for me, I really, you know, I'm all about that, breaking down that stigma. A lot of people that come through the doors at Pu'u Muay Thai throughout the years have struggled with it. We've lost people to it, and it's something that I think that a lot of more people need to talk about and break that stigma, and know that if you're listening to this and you're struggling, you can always reach out. Shoot us a DM at Pu'u Muay Thai. Shoot us an email. Show up at your local martial arts school. Just show up. Hey, I'm having a hard time. I'm trying to get started with training to be part of a community, because that is a part of the support system. With that being said, also you can reach out to Sack Life at Sack Life Official on Instagram. Tim, the founder of Sack Life, is also he's very accredited. He actually, I think, just got his accreditation for like suicide prevention. So it's something that he specializes in. It's something he's immensely passionate about. The dude is on a mission. All right, you can train with him for free on his Instagram at martial arts every day, 3 p.m. I think it's Monday through Friday. It might even be on the weekends too, if I'm not mistaken. And it shows overall a good message. All right, so that's something that I'm really proud of to see that come together. We also, this past weekend, talk about activity, man. This past weekend, we had 7-time Muay Thai world champion Smoking Joe Nottawatt that came into the Pu'u Muay Thai Academy for a workshop and a seminar. Super stoked to have Smoking Joe there. I already had this trip to Las Vegas booked, all right, you know, for other reasons. It just so happens that Tim was there and we're able to connect, right? The universe worked out that way. But with Smoking Joe coming to Ventura, he has his big fight coming up with Talon Chai on one championship for the world championship. So just to give you a little frame of reference on this, Joe Nottawatt took a fight, I think it was on like 5 or 6 day notice before, to fight Talon Chai, and he almost beat him on 4 days notice. Now he has a full training camp. They're originally supposed to fight April, like this past weekend, actually, on the last one fight night card. But now they're going to be, you know, Talon Chai had like a family emergency. They had to move it, and I believe it's in May. And I'm looking forward to seeing Joe go out there and possibly get a very big upset. We're definitely cheering on Joe. He came out to Ventura. He flew out from Atlanta. Shout out to Bruce Ponyapol from Chonburi Muay Thai, who I've had quoted here on the podcast before as well from the World Games qualifiers. And we've been talking ever since, and he got us connected with Joe. And we're able to get him out here from Atlanta, and he's going through his whole training camp out there. And I'm very excited that he came to share his experience. And we had a lot of other schools and martial arts schools from Ventura and Santa Barbara County that came out to support the seminar and learn from the champ himself. Joe is no joke. You know, he's the same age as me. You know, he's, I believe he's 35. So seeing somebody at my age that's basically accomplished that later on in his life is very inspiring. I'm bummed I missed it, but I know everybody and the coaches and crew Ed and the coaches and the students that were there all really much appreciate it. So shout out to Joe for doing what you do, and best of luck on your world championship fight, kickboxing fight with Tawan Chai. We're going to be rooting for you, everybody in Ventura. All right. But that's going to be it for today. I am going to have some more episodes. I'm kind of just working out the kinks with the new office setup. I have some new wall that's going to be coming in. And I also have like some soundboard, everything like that. I'm getting new camera set up and everything too. It's going to be a little bit of a process, but I'm really looking forward to just buckling down here in Scottsdale when I'm not in Ventura and Santa Barbara, being out here, doubling down on this. That way we have more content for you guys. All right. As always, you can submit your questions and shout outs to podcast.puumuaytai.com. Click on submit question. You can also request to be on the show as well. That way we can get you on the schedule. I am continuing on working on that with this office setup. I have a more consistent schedule and I can bring people in, or I can have them on via Zoom, right? Also, we have been releasing a new design almost every single day on the Pu'u Muay Thai Lifestyle website, shop.pmtlifestyle.com. We also dropped our Etsy store as well. They have the new clinch knee conquer shirt and design. We also have some amazing new designs that have been coming out on there as well. We have our 10-year anniversary shirt that's coming out, our classical Kudchuk Muay Thai shirt that's like a tropical style. That's dropped on there as well. Just some great classic hits. I've been working very diligently on this. It's something that I think that there needs to be more badass Muay Thai shirt designs. And shout out to Coach Ralph. He shot over some designs as well. And we just appreciate all the support and love. If you just share this podcast with somebody, that would mean the world to me. If you share the website, if you go purchase something, even better. It's something that helps us continue on our mission to help grow Muay Thai here in the United States and worldwide. All right. With that said, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Sawadee Kap. All right. That's going to be it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the Pu'u Muay Thai podcast. If you enjoy the content, go leave a review over on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Give us a rating. It means the world to us. Also, if you want to be a guest on the Pu'u Muay Thai podcast, or if you just want to shout out to your friend, go check us out at podcast.puumuaytai.com. You can submit to be able to be a guest on the podcast. You can submit what you want to talk about. Also, if you want to just give a shout out, there's a button for that too. Sawadee Kap.